Today is Friday the 18th of July, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The University of Johannesburg Choir sing Ukutula. Peace in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, you disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath, and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."
This is a vivid scene. Drama, confrontation, conflict. How do you imagine it? Can you imagine it now? Spend a few moments just picturing it. What these people look like and sound like, their attitude, their tone of voice, the looks on their faces. How do you imagine the Pharisees? What do they look like? What's their attitude? Do you see them as self-righteous, pompous perhaps, nitpicking, nasty? Or are they just scrupulous, conscientious, earnest? As you listen again, this time concentrate on Jesus, his bearing, his tone of voice. How does he seem to you?
At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, you disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath, and yet are guiltless. I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Something greater than the temple is here. The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. This is a statement, as much as anything else, about who Jesus is, about his own importance. How do you react to this assertive Jesus, this straight-talking Jesus who isn't afraid of confrontation? What do you want to say to him now? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.